Okay, the meeting is called to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a quorum. First on the agenda is the approval of minutes from the December 16th meeting. I'm going to add an item that we approve the minutes from the December 30th meeting, our special year-end meeting to get some things paid out before the end of the year. You both have copies of that. Did you have any changes to either of those?
What's that now?
The minutes.
No, I didn't have any changes.
Okay. Then for the minutes from the December 16th meeting, I move that we approve them.
I second that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And I move that we approve the minutes from the December 30th meeting.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion carries. Clerk's report, I made the final changes, I believe are the final changes, that Carol had requested for the cemetery rules and regulations. And so I'd like to vote on adding that to board business to adopt those. Okay, so I move that we add them.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Adopt cemetery rules and regulations. It's now on board business. All right. That's all I have, except to welcome Emily Christner to her first meeting as treasurer. And with that, we'll go on to the treasurer's report.
There are treasurer reports up here if anybody wants a copy of that. Our beginning balance was $424,430.05. We did have 46 payments here. We have about five other deposits and credits here, leaving us with an ending balance of $282,251.17 at the end of the month. And that's it.
All right. Then I move that we approve the vouchers.
All in favor.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Steve, bring us the overseer's report.
That's this stuff here. They built the new building, had removed the fence, rocked the driveway, moved culverts, removed trash. On County Line, 170th, 140th, Indianola, Tewaukee, 120th, hauled trash at the dump. I'm going to address this again later on, but we have a serious problem with dumping out in the township, and actually kind of caught somebody, but found out. I'll talk to that later. We finally got rid of that one piece. They're going to weigh it and pay for
the road, the gravel reclaimer.
Attachment to the Leon Township.
Good.
And it fixed two low spots on Remington Edition off 150th corner. Built a road up, added new culverts on 167th and South Prairie Creek. Mm-hmm. 167.
I think that's an address.
Okay.
16734 South Prairie Creek.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's just down the road from me.
Okay.
And he's already, I turned that check in. You know, he's paid for the culvert and everything on that. Fixed metal ditch, Mandelark, and 134th, burnt brush, fixed plow and Dodge, replaced hydraulic hoses, treated diesel with additives so we shouldn't gel up in this weather we're having, fixed holes in culvert, rocked the top. Used 155 gallons of red diesel this month, 303 gallons of green. All the trucks that go on township roads have to use green, so the dump trucks and, you know, our crew trucks and everything.
Road tax.
Right. There ain't no tax.
Or.
The red, there's no tax on for sure. But the equipment status, a Ford truck on the snow removal, they lost the transmission. The truck's not worth repairing.
And that's our only snowplow?
No.
Okay.
We have a 2015 Dodge Ram with a upgraded blade. That's okay. All that blade stuff that you just got late. Water truck's been worked on. They got a new pump, hoses, and brakes. We put new tires on Big Red, the dump truck. And then it's just the roads they graded. If anybody has any questions on any roads, we stayed up on the ones that were getting bad. Even though after the ice storm and snow and it melted, they're back to being rough again. And it's right now it's too cold to be working on them. That's Red Report.
Okay. Trustees report. Or is that all going to be in board discussion?
Board discussions.
Okay. Discuss possible fines for illegal trash dumping.
Yes, I'd like to set up anybody that can catch somebody dumping, anybody that's arrested and convicted for the dumping, I want to put a reward up with the township of, you know, small dump in like $100 fine and take it clear up to $25,000. I have signs made up. It's a Butler County ordinance. It's on the sign, the ordinance number, and for illegal dumping. And I don't know if any of you followed Facebook, Rose Hill Neighborhood Watch, and saw what happened on Metal Art. The people's names were in the boxes, their addresses or phone numbers. I contacted a lady, asked her why her name is on boxes of trash that were dumped on that road, Metal Arc, and her daughter got upset and got with Rose Hill Police and tried to press charges on us. Like they're the victim.
Yeah.
And, you can't make this up.
Right. Yeah. Did you see it?
No, just saying, you can't make this. I want to say something else, but I'm not. You know, but I mean, you just can't make this up.
People got involved with it. They know where it came from. They know the storage unit.
Sure.
Came
was out. People defending this
yes,
person?
Yes, and I went to the Butler County Sheriff. I reported it to him. I said, we have tag readers. I said it happened between 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon a week ago. We know the exact time. We know where they're coming from.
Did Butler County do anything? The sheriff
no,
do anything?
There's something called your Fourth Amendment. Anybody know what that is? It's something about illegal search and seizure.
No.
Unless somebody sees them dumping it, the law cannot look at cameras. They can't go to the storage unit and go to unit 31 that the door's been open since before Thanksgiving, and then all the stuff's got pulled out and strung all over the storage unit, and they have pictures of that couch that's on Metal Arc. We know where it came from. We know the road they went.
So you're telling me our DA refused to prosecute that? That's what you're telling me?
Yes.
I mean, Steve?
Well, the Butler County Sheriff's deputies. And I was out there at 8 o'clock at night with them. The people were willing to come get their boxes with their addresses and all that on it, and the couches. they got the boxes, you know, with all their medical records and all that stuff, but left the couches. The township picked up the couches. Well, later on it says, hey, that cushion looks familiar. It looks like the one that's dumped on Santa Fe Lake Road. So I went up there and they have another one in their trash. And I found the matching cushion to the love seat that was on metal.
You need to be a detective.
Well.
But it doesn't do any good.
Well, I'm still
digging. Well, that's pretty hardcore evidence, I would say.
On, in this meeting, is why I want to have a reward. The township put a reward upon arrest and conviction. If you can, you know, catch somebody dumping trash, and if they're convicted and everything, we will pay you a reward.
Maybe we need to talk to Dan and to the commission about tightening up that.
Well, don't they have to dump if you're a resident? You can.
For brush. Well, you dump trash in that and
you gotta pay.
So basically
that'll be another problem.
We would need evidence. So somebody would have to be willing to come forward and say, I saw this vehicle at this time dump trash. So we need a person.
So
or
the fact that the trash had their name.
Because it could have been stolen from them and conveniently dumped on our roads.
Yeah,
So we need either Ring doorbell cameras that caught them doing it with video surveillance, or somebody to testify.
But here's the thing, if it was stolen, that's true, and that's what they're alleging. I mean, I'm just using my common sense here, which common sense is like in short supply. I get it.
Yes.
But I'm saying if something got stolen and there was no police report proving that it was stolen,
right?
Then I would say that's, you know, we need to like prosecute them. I mean,
they accused us of stealing their trash.
It's called reasonable doubt or unreasonable.
Yeah. We brought the trash back to them to give it back to them, and they accused us of stealing.
Did you hear what Steve said? Trash was
you of stealing.
Yes,
because it was
now
picked up off the road and delivered back to their residence.
Hey there.
Okay, so the fines are already on the books.
They are?
I'm asking.
No. I want to create something.
Yeah. You want to create a reward.
Not on this case, all cases.
Yes.
Anything that pops up, if you catch somebody dumping trash.
But the fines,
who lives?
We're not creating fines. We're just saying.
I don't think you can't without the commission, I would think.
I don't think so. So we're just saying if Butler County is able to convict and impose the fines that are already on the books, then we're not fining anyone. We will reward witnesses who come forward. Okay.
Upon arrest and conviction of the person doing it. Like if they just tattle on somebody and they don't do nothing about it, we're not going to pay you a reward.
Right, I get it. So did
right
we publicly shame them at
we
least?
We have to choose an amount.
I mean, let's at least do that, you know?
Do you have an amount in mind?
Like if it's just a trash bag, maybe a $50 to $100 fine.
Reward.
What they left on metalwork, I want that to be like a $25,000 fine.
The fine's not up to us. The reward.
A reward.
You want a $25,000?
No.
How would you like
$100 to $500 reward.
For the big time.
Yes. But our signs are going to say what Butler County will charge you.
Right.
Yes. So that's Butler County's verbiage?
Yes.
Okay.
They were supposed to send me a picture of the sign I already have.
Okay.
From Butler County, and I said make.
Where are you going to post the signs? I mean.
Oh, hi, Carol.
The people that their address is on their trash, they're getting one by their mailbox.
They live in the town.
Maybe even 2 miles from where it was dumped. On the same road.
Okay.
I'm asking an honest question. On Facebook, did it say who they?
No. There's where you get in trouble. If you put their name and address out there, you can get in trouble if you don't have proof of it.
But I think they corresponded.
We didn't.
They can help themselves.
Well, I guess what you could do is just say, show it and say, is this missing of yours? And stuff like that, you know, and not come out and really say it.
I don't, I don't want my blood pressure to get any higher, so can we move on?
Do you want to add it to board business?
Yes.
Okay. I move that we add to board business that we institute rewards for, rewards in the amount of $50 to $500 at the board's discretion for witnesses who aid in the
conviction and
arrest.
Arrest and conviction.
Right.
Of illegal dumpers.
I mean, there's.
See if I can remember that. It's on, yes.
Well, do we have an ordinance here in the county?
Yes.
So we do have an ordinance.
Yes.
But, you know, you call the Butler County Sheriff up and, you know.
I have a second.
A second.
I get it.
All right, all in favor on modifying the agenda to include that? Aye.
How much did it cost you to do this? I mean, just ballpark.
Did you vote aye?
Aye, sorry.
The township to go deal with their trash?
Two guys went out and picked up a good truckload of their trash.
So it took us hours. We paid hours. Wages.
Yeah.
And then we paid for it to be dumped.
Yes.
We took it to the dump and we paid for the dump.
Pay them to take it to the dump.
So what, just guess them, what do you think that costs for a day's work?
Illegal dumping is not charged.
I know. But you were still paying our guys to drive out to the dump.
Yeah, and I just wanted to know what it costs us.
Right.
Do you still have all the problems on County Line Road with all the illegal dumping?
Yeah, that last mile between Pawnee and one.
Yeah, I've seen stuff out there.
They tied a boat to a tree and pulled it off the trailer. But by the time I got to it, it was actually kind of in Sedgwick County side of the ditch. And Sedgwick County came and got it. Okay.
All right. Number two for board discussion, discuss getting forms for residences on chip seal contracts. We've got several copies up here of our chip seal agreement, which just formalizes the agreement between, a mile section of road or a subdivision, neighborhood, however many people want to come together and pay for half of the cost of their area to be chip sealed. We do the other half, and that guarantees that you will be, that you will have a spot this year for chip sealing, moves you to the front of the line. Otherwise, it's determined by traffic counts, proximity to Rose Hill, etc. So if anyone would like to come grab them now if you'd like, so that you can take a look, and then if you have any questions, we can get to that citizen discussion.
Does each one of us have to fill that out?
Each group needs a representative to fill it out.
No.
Section.
Oh, the neighborhood?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
He's going to designate, is he designated for your neighborhood?
So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through the contract agreement and put everybody that wants to do it, their name on the agreement.
Okay.
And then each one sign that agreement. And then I'll turn it into.
Right.
Okay.
And so if you would.
We have to do one form.
That's right.
And put everybody.
We just need one.
For all of them.
We need one for the whole group.
I can get electronic copies to you if you'd like to add, type in everyone's names and give them all a signature line. So if I get your email address, I can provide that.
And then Joe Wilson is the other one. I came with Joe Wilson.
150 seconds, Joe.
Can we do half a mile?
There's a guy on 150th.
Oh, that's Rick.
Go ahead.
But he's not wood because he goes to the building. He's got those cars.
Right here is your 170.
No, it'd be 170.
No, we're at 150 and 140.
I'm sorry.
You go a certain distance or who moves it? If you go ahead and chip seal that section of road, who pays for the other 16 that are not going to pay for it?
What road is that on?
What did you say about doing a half mile section?
This is the guy from Metal Arc.
Yes.
And they're on Metal Arc too.
Okay.
They got, I don't know. What was the story on it? You got?
Well, we got at least six or seven families that want to do it, but we're, I know that the, whatever, the southern half of it is for sure all in. I don't know about the northern half of it, so.
The question mark.
The question is.
So what did you say about doing a half mile section? Because he's got the same question. He's struggling to get enough buy-in. And I don't, yes. I don't know if the four people you have are all together on the same half mile.
It's literally divided in half.
Yeah.
Are you are you in that?
We're on the northern side, but people on the north and south of us, of our location, will not accept it.
Here. You guys are with us, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
well, you're on that same mile.
I've got other questions about your chip seal versus what we're currently doing.
Right.
Currently, you're now putting soft limestone crushed rock down.
The only thing we can get around here.
Well, that's good in saying. I've got videos showing when you put that down, within literally a week, there is a cloud of limestone dust that moves 150, 200 feet onto both sides of the property.
Right.
And it's, it's killing everything.
Well, let me just tell you what I already know about this junk rock we get. Yeah. We can't get good quality rock. The semis that bring it in and dump it, the next semi drives over that rock and dumps his next load, the next semi drives over both those. Before they're done dumping, that first two semi loads is already crushed to dust.
Yeah.
From just being drove over delivering that rock.
Well, I know you can get other, because I've got actually went and catched enough river gravel. When it's set and properly put down, it's as hard as concrete. You cannot hardly grade it.
Right, and I've had people scream about that stuff. When Rick Clark was in office, he used that. Yeah. And, you know, we've considered doing that in places, but there's more people that's opposed to that.
Well, I don't think they recognize what it is, for one thing. In a county south of here, so I've been on our roads for over 80 years.
That's Richland? Richland Township?
No, it's down in Cali County.
Oh, okay.
Where my other farm is at. And we've used it for years, and they bring up river gravel, and like I said, once it's down, it's there. It's available, but it's a lot cheaper than buying limestone, putting down tons and tons and tons.
And trucking it up here from Ark City or whatever. Problem.
Well, there's other east of here that also has the capabilities to dredge up out the rivers.
You have anything to say to that, Mike?
I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I can say is you go down further east to the quarries, get the same rocks the county uses. That's the only thing, and it's going to cost you more. That's, we've dealt with this for 20 years or more.
Sure have.
Teach their own on the river gravel. I didn't like it, putting it down.
Right.
I don't longer work for the county. I've retired, but I spent over 20 years as the assistant director there buying the rock and everything. And I found, because of the quantity of rock we buy, it was better off for us to go buy a better quality of rock from Southeast Kansas, which is the harder rock, which doesn't crush up, turn to limestone.
Yeah, that's like
the
mold.
But the township is not going to be able to do that because of the quantity you buy. You don't buy enough rock.
Right.
I tried before I left to work with the commissioners to have a bunch of it brought up here and stored at one of our stockpiles. And the actual stockpile I picked was one we just got done getting built on 150th and right at the railroad tracks there at the county stockpile. So putting rock there, putting a loader there before township come through, and then just go by the honor system of how much rock you took.
Right.
And putting it on your road. That was shut down pretty quick. So my suggestion is, you want better rock, call your commissioner, tell them. They've got it down in Southeast Kansas. The quarries down there have the good rock that does not crush, does not turn to limestone.
Like Moline rock, Sevre rock.
Moline rock.
Right. Now, the trucking to get it up here.
It costs so much money.
What
is the difference between the KGE and the gray, right?
What?
I would get the gray, and it's a lot harder and lasts longer.
It is, but there is no rock in Butler County from any quarry that is going to come close to that stuff southeast.
Right.
Your gray is a harder rock.
What does Drisco charge to haul 25 ton of that rock up here?
I
I don't remember anymore.
It'd be about.
I've been gone 6 months now.
$875 a truckload.
Yeah.
So if we put 10 truckloads down your road, that's $8,000 right there alone. Or.
Yeah, you're looking at about $30 a ton to get it in. Probably.
Yeah, and still wouldn't that be cheaper than paying $40,000 to chip seal a mile section?
You still have to put that rock back down again. Not as often, I know, but more often than the chip seal gets repaired.
Yep.
I brought, Mike, do you want to talk about chip seal?
If you do a chip seal and the road's prepared correctly before and the chip seal was done right, which I can tell you the guys at the county that will do the chip seal. There's a new county engineer now, and I'm just saying if, because I don't know him that well. He cooperates with the townships like we did in the past, you'll get a mild chip seal for about $60,000. Because you have the first chip seal, you have to do a double chip seal. You chip seal it once, you come back the next day or later that day, and you seal it again.
We have it up.
And then about every 4 to 6 years after that, you have to do a single chip seal on top.
They're holding a double chip seal around $40,000.
Is that what they're doing now?
Yes.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Right.
Especially with oil prices and stuff.
What was our, you remember, our we did 5 miles last year for $100,000. Single.
Single, yeah.
Yes. But that's 5 miles. That's, you know, if it was double, it'd be 2.5 miles. So.
Well, if they're still using my spreadsheet that I built for them to plug all the mileage in, price of the oil, the price of the rock, and everything else.
And you charge us $36,000 to $40,000 when you did it, right?
Right, yeah.
That price is not
changed too much.
What affects it is the price of oil.
Well, that and the rock. They were going to go up with rock this year. I don't even know. My understanding is they didn't buy any rock this year at all in Stockton. So. Right.
And the quarry was, they call it Fall River rock now.
Yep.
They said it's because Cornejo bought the quarry,
right?
The other quarry, so the public can't
just
go
just across the road from them. Harshman has a right. quarry, and I just made them bid against each other.
And it's
same
washed.
Ledge, same rocks, yep. And everything. And that's the same place I got my road gravel rock from. The chip seal rock is 3/8, the road gravel is 1.5 inches.
Right. And when I got my prices on doing miles, it was Moline, or not Moline, but Severy Rock.
Mm-hmm.
It was bringing it right back up to the cost of the chip seal.
Yeah.
So that's why I decided to lean towards the chip seal.
Why?
And
I like a chip seal better than road gravel, but because you're not going to have to put as much maintenance on it.
Right.
But you do need to watch it. You do need to patch it if it blows out a hole. It needs to be on top of it. You gotta,
right.
Because once you start a little bitty hole at the side of a basketball, you get 6 or 8 cars going over it, and all of a sudden it's the size of a 30-gallon drum.
Right. And something else, you're not the only ones that brought up the road gravel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Honestly, there's not a township in Butler County that doesn't have a dust storm.
I just know off of.
It's terrible.
Our farm in Collin County.
Right. And
it's just been that way.
Other than leave our townships and go to it. Just
saltwater
go to the next townships and rivers or
all summer long. Didn't generate dust.
Yeah, I didn't mean to bring this out like this. But
and how close is that to the
quarry? We just need an answer.
That makes a big difference.
The half mile? Would we do a half mile or does it have to be a mile?
But we're traveling further.
You're traveling further, so the fuel costs are more.
So it's not
wage
for not a neighborhood. For,
you know,
it's
cost of effective.
Not a cul-de-sac. Are we going to accept half mile sections?
There's a couple of guys that are not.
That's like a quarter mile.
They will make a minimum.
But is that like a cul-de-sac or in a neighborhood or something?
This is my little addition.
Okay.
It's under a half mile. We have to come up with $8,000. The whole thing's going to be $60,000.
But on these continuous roads, would we do on these continuous roads?
$40,000.
Would we do a half mile section? If that's what they could come up with.
There's like 10, 12 trucks in a row.
I put this down. Look, these are roads I want to do. And C number 6, Metal Arc 150 to 140th. $40,000. I want to do that road anyway, even if they don't come up. And what, is that going to be a problem? Or if we do that first half mile, and then next year we'll just finish it with the township.
So a half mile section is something we can discuss. It's something we're open to.
Well, see, then you got the same deal. They live at the other end of it. But he's not one of the chip seal either.
Yeah. Okay. But just as a blanket statement, a half mile section is something that we can discuss.
Possible.
Yeah, it's possible. Okay. Item number three, introduce the new treasurer to the township.
We already did.
Okay. Check. Moving on. Okay. Would you like to say
something? Hey, welcome.
Well, you already had your time to talk, so that's it, I guess.
I said all my things.
All right. For board business, we now have adopt cemetery rules and regulations. So I made Carol's suggested changes where we now allow
cremation?
Up to one cremation included in a gravesite with a casket. So before it was one casket per gravesite. Now it can be one casket and one cremation per gravesite, or three cremations per gravesite. So with that change made, and you've reviewed it several times already, we're ready to vote on and adopt the cemetery rules and regulations. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I move we do so.
My second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, I will get those on our website.
Great. So I have a question about this. What do you mean by cremation? I think of cremation as like
something you scatter. People can bury the urns, right?
So, yeah, right. So, what are you talking about with that? They just bury the urn? Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's regulations on how deep it has to be. So, if there's already an existing casket, they can enter the grave again. They go down a certain depth, and they can place the cremation and then cover it.
Okay. Okay.
Is that so that they mark it and register it as that person's there? Other than somebody just walking out and just woof.
Yes. Yeah. Basically. Okay. I mean, anybody can put anything on a headstone.
Right.
Yeah.
So it helps document everything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So like Donna Johnson's ashes.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Is most people I know carry around an urn, and I'm thinking, why would we? What's up with that? You know? But you're burying it, is what you're doing.
Yeah. So you don't have to then be responsible for it.
Okay. Okay.
It's now got a place to rest.
All right. I don't know how this works. I'm learning
And then second for board business. Oh, how did I put it? Institute a reward of $50 to $500 to be awarded at the discretion of the township board upon the conviction of an illegal dumper in the township.
So
I move that we institute that.
I want to encourage people to come forward.
I couldn't hear what she said at all. Can you repeat that?
I cannot repeat it, but I'll tell you what it's about. The reward for being a witness and participating in the conviction of an illegal dumper.
Yeah, they're basically just saying the conviction of it, because we've got to follow through.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just pay people to say something.
Tap on your neighbor.
That's right. We have to get a conviction.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So I move that we institute that reward.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody sitting here saw that white truck and the little trailer.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You gotta say hi.
Aye.
Okay. Where was this out again?
Motion carries.
Metalark, you say?
Yeah.
All right. Which brings us to citizen discussion.
Can we get back to that chip seal again?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Your name, please.
Your name.
Yeah. Your name. Richard Ringwald. And, you know, a lot of people in our neighborhood have been wanting to do chip seal or something with the dust and the amount of rock we're using, the kind of rock we're using. Mm. It's what I see as an advantage of chip seal is, you know, I go around a lot of lakes. I see chip seal being used around a lot of lakes because of probably the cost and so forth. But this on our Queens Lakes Road, Thistle Road, 152nd, for example, We have potholes all the time with rock. And all it does is take water from a driveway. It comes down from the driveway. It's making potholes in front of everybody's house. So I understand you can have potholes on chip seal. Well, you have potholes on blacktop. You have potholes on cement. So the key to chip seal is, okay, we already said we're going to maintain the roads. Every 5 years, you're going to reseal it. Yeah, and in the meantime, you're going to maintain the potholes. You're probably going to do a better job maintaining the potholes than we are doing with the rock, to be honest with you. And then not to mention you have the ripple effect on rock as well, going down the road, you know, what they call it, ripple effect, whatever the hell, like washboards, you know. But what everybody don't realize is, if you have less dust, less rock, it's easier on your vehicles, your vehicles stay cleaner. You know, the more you get your cars dirtier, the more issues you can have with them. I don't care who you are, any mechanic will tell you that. So, easy on the vehicles, easy on the dust. We can't, a nice spring day on Queens Lakes Road, because where I'm at, we have a lot of traffic going down the road. We can't open our windows. You open your windows one day, you got dust factor a whole month in the house. So there's a lot of advantages to chip seal. And when I'm looking at this cost, if it is $20,000 a mile, $40,000, you're paying half, and we have 16 people in our area that I think would probably participate. That's $837.50 one time to have chip seal.
That's a very good deal. I feel.
And you're not putting on some extension over 20 years or any kind of other plan. And $837.50 to me is pretty cheap. That's on 16 households.
Right, and no, it's .67 miles, and it's 20.
Yeah, we don't have I went by the mileage you told me.
Right, it's $40,000 a mile, you're under a mile.
Yeah, we're under the mile.
Because it's closer to the mile.
I don't know what the rest of the townships are looking like, but I'm sitting here, $837.50, that's a one-time deal. You're already paying taxes to maintain the road going forward. Maintain the potholes. We just got to call Steve and say, hey, we got another pothole.
Well, okay. That one pothole gets greater in there, scratches up the whole road. Mm-hmm. Just for that one pothole, now it's everybody's getting dusted to fix that one.
You mean
pothole.
If you're fixing it on a rock?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I've graded my own road a couple times just to try to fix a pothole. But my tractor's down now, but so I can't do it now. But my point is, I just don't see it. I can't hear anybody telling me the negative chip seal. Anybody can tell me the negative chip seal? Huh?
Compared to a gravel road, there isn't any negative.
Okay, so I don't know what.
You know, I agree with you, Richard.
Not an asphalt.
I agree with you.
I mean,
800 bucks,
I get the feeling
like...
that the people, there's not for chip seal. And I'm sitting here, why? I mean, why was all the counties doing around the lakes?
Yeah.
Well, because it's cutting maintenance costs down. If you cut maintenance costs down to the county, I mean, the township, that to me is a plus of taxpayers' money.
It's chip seal.
Is that not right? Am I wrong on that?
It's a
good
deal.
You're going to pay in another 2 years or 3 years to have it recoded again.
It depends. No, it's going to be fine. No, it's not. It's going to, according to what Steve told me, that's going to be redone every 5 years at no extra cost. Because we're already paying it.
Metal.
We're already paying it through taxes, a routine maintenance.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to pay that wrong.
You got to cover, if you're resealing it after 5 years,
Steve, did you tell me that we wouldn't have to pay anything in the next 5 years?
Township covers it. By the township.
Yeah.
Township covers it from now on.
So if we do a top job of managing money, it should be no problem. If you're cutting down costs otherwise.
I agree.
We don't have to get any new equipment to fill potholes with the asphalt for chip and seal?
The only new equipment is if we start doing chip seal ourselves and we buy our own distributor truck to...
To a commission meeting, are you still kind of tied into the Butler County Commission?
Unfortunately, I get called every day.
Okay, so clarify for this for me. I gotta make sure I haven't been back in a while, but it seemed like we hired the new gentleman that you talked about. You know, that what is he, the roads or superintendent or whatever?
County engineer.
Thank you, and he indicated that we were going to take everything back into house. And they were buying all this equipment. They approved. Did you see that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'll be honest. freaking joke and eat the mess.
Okay, that's what I thought. I wanted to know your opinion on that. I'm sitting here thinking, you know how much money they spend?
That's not gonna affect chip seal. We've been doing chip seal.
No, I know, this has nothing to do with that, but if you wanna be ticked off, that's what you should be ticked off about, because you know, that one piece of equipment that you bought, that, thank you. Over $500,000, and he was in there asking for stuff. I mean, that's not the only thing he asked for.
It's not.
And that, I'm just telling everybody in here, you wanna be mad about a little $800 charge, y'all ought to be going to the commission meeting and listening to this nonsense. Because that's nothing.
Let's try to keep it to the chip seal.
We're tearing Steve up over $800.
Well, let me ask this question. Let me ask this one question.
I'm glad you confirmed that for me.
I don't like your neighborhood, you want that one? Okay. If Queens Lace Road and Thistle Road and 152nd is all in favor of doing chip seal, does that depend that they have to do it too?
No.
So if they decide, no offense to you guys, if you decide you don't wanna do it, that should not affect our neighborhood that wants chip seal.
That's right.
Yeah, you'll have your own agreement with your own names on it.
If our agreement is correct with you, that we have to, what you want me to redo, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna take lead on my neighbor, because I've been living there since 92.
Eighty-seven.
I'm freaking tired of, and you bring over, I'm freaking tired of all the dust and the bad rock and the tearing up of tires and everything else.
Guys, I'm so grateful that you're doing that.
Chips, and then you have snow removal with.
I'll get a second job if I had to.
You have snow removal with it, is that correct?
What's that?
Snow removal?
Yeah.
Okay, is it not easier to do snow removal on chip seal than versus rock?
Oh, yeah, as long as you take the bits off the blade.
Well, okay, but it means a lot easier. We don't have great snow removal now.
It's hard to remove snow off a gravel road.
Yeah, exactly, I agree.
It's almost impossible.
Can anybody tell me the negative of this?
No.
$837?
No, Richard, I cannot.
Well, Richard, the cost is higher for some.
Yes, that's for both codes.
Is there any no?
Huh?
Is there any people said no?
Well, I haven't had anybody said no yet. The only thing I had question asked, is it gonna raise our taxes?
That's no.
And we were said, no, it's not gonna raise our taxes.
No, but this $600,000 deal that I'm talking about right here, is where they're spending this money.
The chair does not recognize you on this topic, okay?
Well, I'm just saying, everybody's in here complaining over $800.
Okay, that's exactly right, so let me explain.
Yeah.
It's not $800 for everyone.
I think we have 16 people who probably say yes.
I agree.
I have three that I have not talked to, or they weren't home.
My next door neighbor calls me a marinero, but.
Your next door neighbor, who, may I ask who you are?
Belinda and Scott Atterbury were.
Oh, that's right, okay.
Right in the rail on this.
Your next door neighbor, Mr. Barron?
Bruce and Marsha Barron.
They said no.
Okay.
They're on a fixed income.
Okay, I get that, so.
Okay, we get that.
So that brings down 15, But
that is, and it just, I have the same problem in.
Well, you spread it out,
Right, right.
And so I would spread it out. But like I said, I'm still gonna work on this and try to get as many people as possible.
Right.
The only way, if we're down to 15, okay, that drives it up a little bit. But still, where can you go and get that done at that price? I even thought about doing it myself.
Hey, what?
It's gonna be a heck of a lot more myself.
Something that's different with you, you're on Metal Art. These are housing developments that are, and it's, there's more people that can chip in, and it brings the cost down.
Yeah, I
Well, that's just it. Where we're at is people to the south of us, that almost dividing the section in half, that mile section. Northern half are elderly people that have very low income, and they have come right out and said, no, we're not paying even $600, they're not gonna pay. We're caught in between the two. It's like the north and south on the Macon County line. If we want it, then we're at the mercy of how far it goes. Do we pay for the other six people that live around us to cover that rest of that half section or that mile?
That's
like, how far are you at? Like 3/4, 5/8?
Or you can wait the time out, and eventually we grow out from Rose Hill and do the miles outward.
Well, that's what I'm.
Eventually,
you know, years. So we've been dealing with this for 23 years.
But these people have lived on Queensleys and thistle and since forever.
We got a whole different situation. You guys might get that.
We do.
But that's what I want to make sure that we didn't have to, worry about your decision affecting our decision.
Right.
And that's the fairest way, in my opinion.
But now the next thing they're going to complain about is everybody driving too fast. You'll have to, when you chip seal, people are going to start
flying. I get that, but they, you should see how fast they're already driving on gravel.
Right.
Nobody's driving 20 miles an hour on gravel.
This lady first, and then you. Yes, ma'am.
For the next year's budget, from the township perspective, how many miles are budgeted to be chip sealed in 2025?
Well.
Can I get your name real quick?
Marna Atkinson.
Okay.
What I'm...
Is that a right way? I mean, the township has a budget for
chip. Right, and see, like last year, we did 5 miles of resealing road, chip seal roads that needed resurfaced.
So no new miles.
We didn't get any new miles done.
Okay.
Now, what I did, I went to these residential areas that they never got a chance on chip seal in the past, board members. The other board members always just want to do miles going out of town. But these people still felt like they should, you know, get the opportunity. And what I've come up with was, if you help us out, we'll pay the other half, you know.
Well, I've never seen government give me 50 cents on the dollar before.
No, exactly, Richard.
But this is the first time we're going to get that.
But, that's why we're but what you're getting,
we jumped on
end,
it.
In the end, you're getting no dust. And
no, I know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Not, so,
but how many miles?
All the side effects are pretty
how many
good.
Miles?
6/10 of them. It's under a, just
no,
over
she's
half
asking
half.
How many miles.
So about
how
seven.
Many
oh.
Year.
How many?
Okay. There's a mile, and see, this isn't, I put that down.
Well, it looks like about 6 to 8 miles.
But we're still doing the road counts and going off of where the most traffic is.
Hey, you know, I didn't really care for that road count thing.
Not all. Which ones are not subsidized? Which ones did we decide based on traffic counts and...
There's 3 miles.
When I moved there, they used to, they were telling me they were going to do that in our area at one time. That Chris guy.
Okay.
What was his name?
We don't
Chris
want to talk about this.
Yeah. Kirk
I never heard of
Kirk.
We're doing, we're paying for that one, right?
30 years ago.
Yeah. They've been talking. You're right. They were talking about
and we're paying for this one.
Yeah.
We are connecting Meadowlark from 160th to 170th. Because there's several miles of that that have been chip sealed, but there's that 1 mile break there. So we're going to connect that
and
cover the full cost as a township.
And it goes from 180th all the way to 150th already chip sealed. We're looking that direction and soon.
Going
north.
North. So 150th is continuing.
And we had some of your residents show up wanting a chip seal. And that's where I brought the same thing up to them. If we can come up with some money from the residents, we'll include that road into this year's chip seal.
Okay.
I know.
All right, we have a question over here. Ma'am?
I'll get with you later on.
My question is, I live on Queensland Road, so I'm in the group that is pretty much agreed that that's what we want. What do we need to do next? Do you need someone to make a motion? Do you need, has he already got it?
Well, I got the paperwork to agree with.
Okay.
And
where
she's
do
got,
you guys live? On Queensland Road.
Yeah.
Okay, we're next door to review.
And what's your name?
Yep.
Okay, all right, okay.
Ma'am, your name? We discussed at a previous meeting that for residences, mile sections, those that want to pay half of their chip seal, we would have a May.
I can't hear you, I'm sorry.
We have a May deadline to get half of the money to lock you guys in to have it done over the summer. And getting the agreement executed is part of the process to get that rolling.
No, we're just going to wait for you guys to give us the commitment.
You've almost rounded up the money.
Yeah, I think there's going to be maybe one done.
Scott?
But
he's here for cemetery stuff.
They're not saying they're not.
So do we need to hear the discussion? I knew about games.
All our names are.
They were here at the December 30th meeting. Can I introduce themselves?
Let them know that you're.
So is he just here in case there's any questions, or does he need to add something to citizen discussion?
I don't think he has anything to say.
Can I say something real quick here?
I do need to get his number.
Queens Lake, Thistle Road, and 152nd. They gave me an agreement. They gave me an agreement to fill out.
She might be the other contact.
And it's designed for one person, probably one household. What my recommendation is, I take that agreement, and all that want to get involved on Thistle Road, 152nd, and Queens Lake, I'll get a firm answer, hopefully everybody, pretty much yes. And I put everybody's name on that agreement. And then you sign and initial that agreement, and that they're going to do that road, and then we'll have the money ready for them by July, correct?
July and August is when the chip seal.
Is that right? And so, that way you only have to do one form for the whole community. We're a community, the way I look at it. We're all together. So, you know, so I think that's going to be a lot easier if we do it the whole community on one piece paper. And then I know that we have everybody's commitment. I can tell these people we have commitment. And so it should be the plus deal. Now, I'll probably collect the money as well. So I am going to talk to the bank and see what's the best, because we don't have an association or anything like that. We have a covenant, but no association. So I'm going to ask the bank how to get that set up. Okay, best way set up. So the only thing I'm worried about is you have to ask the tax ID number. So I might have to do a temporary contract or association contract to get the tax ID number. But you trusted me, I mean, you trusted me to collect the money, but I got to make sure I have the money, our half, when they're say the bill there, I have to have my other. Is that correct?
That's right. And what he does with your money is put it into a savings account.
Right.
That everybody's money's in that savings account. It's documented. You get a receipt. The money's in a safe spot. When the road's done, the township pays for the whole thing, and then we ask for you to give us
and then your app. And I'll take it out of the money out of the bank and pay it.
Yes.
You do.
I'll take the money out of the bank and then pay it.
Richard, will you put down your email address so I can send you an electronic version of the agreement?
Does that sound reasonable?
He tells people what they're going to do. What's that?
The Dan guy.
No. Okay, he lives on the Butler County side. I've talked to he in the States, the Homeowners Association president.
Oh, okay.
And he's getting his 19 residents. They don't even live in Butler County.
It's R ringy. At Cox.net.
Okay, got it.
RRINGY.
Okay.
At Cox.net.
Ringwall.
Yeah, Ringwall.
Okay.
A ring and a wall.
I couldn't hear you earlier. I wrote Richard Rigmarole.
What?
Well, it's a word.
I've never gotten that name that bad. Richard Ringwall.
Can we see if there's any other?
All right. If there's nothing else,
okay.
Then meeting is adjourned 7:25 p.m.